Welcome to the new year and the new decade, dear ones. This is Cara Marie coming to you from a place in nature on New Year's Day 2020. I am coming to you today from a place that brings me more of how I desire to feel in 2020. I want to feel grounded, connected, wild and free, and unencumbered. And being in nature has always been one of the ways that I feel most connected to myself, tethered to Mother Earth energy, yet spacious, wild, and free. I am able to listen with presence to Mother Nature all around me, working her magic while I quietly observe, see, connect, and listen in awe at all of her magnificence. And by engaging in this activity that brings me more of how I want to feel, I have set the stage for the rest of the year, clarifying my intentions for going forward. So let's talk about how you would like to feel in 2020. Have you considered how you would like to feel in the year ahead and the actions, the places, and the people that generate those feelings for you, that help you embody those feelings? Resolutions are often made with a need to improve, to change or fix because you are too much or not enough of some thing, too tired, too overweight, not strong enough, not smart enough. And I invite you in this moment, here and now, to consider that you are enough exactly as you are. All of you, every last cell. So together, let's flip resolutions on their head and come at them from a different perspective, a different angle. I invite you to reflect upon 2019 and identify what worked for you. Where were you when you felt the most alive? When was it when you felt like you were thriving? And who were you with when you felt most loved and supported? And then resolve to evolve into doing more of what lights you up in this way that brings you this kind of joy from those that love and support you. In this way, you will automatically generate more of the things that resonate with you, that bring a lightness of being and a contentment of the soul. Resolutions aren't about being wrong or broken or not enough or inadequate. They are not about forcing yourself to do something you think you should. They are about feeling more alive and full of possibility in your life each and every sacred day. If you already created resolutions, I invite you to revisit them from this new perspective of generating more of what works in your life. Revisit your resolutions and notice if you came from this perspective of fixing or forcing because you think you should be doing something. And then soften. Soften into how you would like to feel in the year ahead. Together, we'll take a walk back through 2019 and notice where, when, and who you were with when you felt the most alive. And we'll link these feelings with ways to create more of them in 2020. So let yourself settle in here to this moment. Bringing one hand to your heart and one hand to your belly. If you have a journal nearby that's handy, that's wonderful. And if not, know that you can revisit this space at any time. This meditation is always available to you. I'm taking a moment here. We'll work through a few cleansing breaths. And as you inhale, feel the air stream in through your nose and become the breath that fills your lungs and feeds your body. Exhale and press the breath up and watch it leave through your nose. Take another breath in, observing as it enters your body, filling you with life and energy, with Shakti and Prana. Exhale the breath up and out, and bringing with it any stale energy to release. One more inhale through your nose, taking this breath all the way down into your belly and into your pelvis, feeling it swirl. And then exhaling, pushing the breath back up. And again, bringing with it anything that needs to be released. So let's take a walk and reflect on 2019, going back to the beginning. And as you inhale, recall when it was that you felt most alive. When were you thriving? Notice who you were with. Move slowly from the beginning of the year into the springtime, this time of growth and expansion. Notice, when did you feel the most inspired, the most joyful? What is it that you were doing? And then moving into the wide, open, languid days of summer. When did you feel the most connected to yourself? The most connected to others? And as the season transitioned into the long shadows of fall, who did you feel most supported, seen, and loved by? Notice the feelings and sensations that arise when you felt the most alive, the most inspired, and connected. Link those feelings to the events, the people, and the places. And use these feelings and ways of being to shape your resolutions and intentions for the new year, to cultivate more of what has been working in your life. And as you do this, set yourself up for success. If you desire to feel fit and fabulous, but don't enjoy running, don't make a resolution to take up running. Walk back through 2019 and notice where you felt the most fit and the most fabulous. Notice, where were you? What were you doing? Who were you with? And then ask yourself, how can I create more of this in 2020? How can I be with these people more often and do more of these things in the year ahead? Keep working with these feelings that you desire, and the who and the how and the where, and let it simmer. Take some time, and then come back to the exercise. There's no rush here. When you have finished, the next step is to take out your calendar and schedule time with the people in the places, doing the things that create this feeling of thriving. And then join me and others in the Heart Wide Open Facebook group and share your intentions and your feelings for 2020. I offer deep gratitude to you, dear one. Deep, deep gratitude as we embark upon this journey together.